50 000 francophones à Barcelone. Une seule radio. Equinox. Le son de Barcelone.
Donc Fatboy Slim, tu as participé à la cérémonie de clôture des Jeux Olympiques. Quelle sensation ça t'a fait de pouvoir participer à un événement qui a été suivi mondialement?
No, initially just very excited that, especially because I was the only DJ there, I felt that I was representing Team GB in the Olympic field. So yeah, great honour. The nerves didn't come till later. There was a few things because it wasn't just me playing my tunes. I had to do the music for Tiny Temper and Jesse J and Tayo Cruz. I mean, I like Tiny Temper. Jesse J was stretching it. And then when they said, and then the Bee Gees cover version, I was like, oh, I wouldn't normally play the Bee Gees. But yeah, no, it was a real honour to do it. And I think the Octopus kind of made whatever the music was, the Octopus made it so surreal and so exciting. Yeah, it was a great honour, very exciting thing to do. One of those things that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Fatboy, là on est dans les coulisses, dans les backstage du Razzmatazz. Dans quelques instants, tu vas donner un mix phénoménal pour tous les Barcelonais du Razzmatazz. Qu'est-ce que tu penses de cette ville et quelle sensation tu as par rapport à Barcelone?
I'm aware it's probably one of the most beautiful and vibrant cities in the world. I've come here quite a lot with my wife, just, you know, for fun and for holiday. I've played here many times. I've probably played Sonar this year. Yeah, it's got a fantastic culture and history, food. Yeah, I love everything about it.
Fatboy, une question purement musicale. Qu'est-ce que tu préfères? Est-ce que tu préfères remixer et sampler les artistes? Ou alors au contraire, est-ce que ce soit les artistes qui eux-mêmes te samplent ou te remixent?
I much prefer remixing other people than there's very few remixes of my tunes that I've listened to and thought, that's better than that, you know, that's brought something new or better than what I did. Normally just listen going, it's okay, yeah, it's sort of all right. But probably the people that I've remixed possibly think the same thing about what I do to theirs. So, no, it's always more fun playing around with somebody else's, because hearing your own tune, it's like your baby. And there's somebody else messing with it, and it's like, oh, you should have left that bit in, and you know, yeah, it's quite difficult. This sometimes listening to, especially if it's a friend of yours. I've had the remixes by, you know, Darren Emerson, and people, you know, like people who are friends, and then they play it to you and say, what do you think? And you go, it's okay. And like, would you play it?
I'll probably play my version if that's okay.
Fatboy, alors déjà, j'étais en face de moi, t'es pas gros. Donc Fatboy Slim, c'est pas ton vrai nom. À la base, ton vrai nom, c'est Norman Cook. C'est sous ce nom, Norman Cook, que tu as commencé ta carrière. Et malheureusement, ta carrière a un petit peu mal commencé. Norman Cook a connu quelques échecs. Tu as par la suite changé de nom. Tu es devenu Fatboy Slim. À partir de ce moment-là, ta carrière a littéralement explosé. T'es devenu une star internationale. Est-ce qu'aujourd'hui, Norman Cook ne te manque pas?
No, I mean, I've had so many kind of, I mean, when I started, I was one of the house minds, and then I was in Beats and Slash, and then kind of Norman Cook was the name as a DJ. But these days, kind of, Fatboy Slim is the one who goes out and DJs and makes records. When I come home to my family, then I'm Norman. And it's quite nice to have that distinction, because at my age, I've got two children, and when I'm at home, I'm a sensible father. When I get on stage, I'm a 17-year-old idiot. And there were times in the last 10 years, maybe the distinction between Fatboy Slim ended and Norman Cook ended, started. Sometimes maybe Fatboy Slim came home and tried to look after the kids. Bad idea. And, you know, so yeah, and it's quite nice to have an alter ego. Basically, when I put the Hawaiian shirt on, I turn into Fatboy Slim, but the rest of the time, I'm Norman.
Fatboy Slim, tu as un de tes sons qui s'appelle Fucking in Heaven. Ça fait quoi de Fucking in Heaven?
I think I've done it quite a few times, yeah. The Olympics was definitely a mind fuck and a heaven fuck. I get to a point in a lot of gigs where it's just everything hits at the right moment. The tracks kicking in, all I can see is the crowd just kind of erupting. And I hit a kind of high, and that's when you're fucking in heaven. I'm just like, yes!
I love this job.
Fatboy Slim, un autre de tes sons qui a connu un grand succès, c'est Bird of Spray avec la voix de Jim Morrison dessus. Donc on imagine que tu n'as pas travaillé directement avec Jim Morrison, mais on a vraiment l'impression, quand on écoute ce son, que Jim Morrison chante sur un instru que t'aurais créé pour lui. C'est incroyable, ça va au-delà du sample. Tu as vraiment retravaillé ça comme si c'était une collaboration directe avec Jim Morrison, comme s'il était en vie, comme si vous aviez travaillé tous les deux ensemble. Comment tu es arrivé à un tel résultat?
I just found the sample. I mean, when you sample, you're always looking for a cappella stuff because it's so much easier to incorporate into tune. And I just had a bootleg of Jim Morrison just sort of like ranting drug-addled poetry. And in the midst of it, he sung this sort of bit of, just like four lines of a song. And I just thought, oh, you could build a tune around that. And it was really nice because we got in touch with the rest of the Doors. And Ray Manzarek actually said in an interview, he said, thank you very much, because Bird of Prey was a tune that we were kind of working on when Jim Morrison died. And
thanks to Fatboy Slim for finishing it for us.
Fatboy, dans quel style de musique tu te places? Dans une musique très dark ou une musique uniquement funny, légère pour faire la teuf?
It's definitely not dark. I'd say it's hard but fair. It's tough. I mean, especially when you listen to the current sort of Euro EDM, that's quite commercial. So I'm a bit tougher than that, but I still like it to be accessible. So it's not just moody for the sake of it. It's kind of happy but hard. And I kind of drop little bits of really well-known tunes in. But I don't want to play the whole tune. I just drop in just so that people are still latched on. But yeah, I think hard but fair is the best way to describe my music.
Fatboy, en tout cas, merci d'avoir répondu à nos questions. Pour les auditeurs d'Equinox Radio, les auditeurs sont majoritairement français et francophones. Je te sens très très chaud là pour nous dire une phrase en français pour nos auditeurs, Fatboy, s'il te plaît.
Bonsoir, je m'appelle Fatboy Slim. You're listening to Equinox, the sound of Barcelona, en français.
Merci beaucoup en tout cas, Fatboy Slim, pour avoir donné cette interview à Equinox Radio. C'est très 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 rare que Fatboy Slim donne des interviews et ça s'est passé pour l'équipe d'Equinox et pour vous tous et vous toutes les auditeurs, juste avant donc le concert qu'a donné dimanche dernier Fatboy Slim du côté du Razzmatazz. On en a parlé durant l'interview. On va se l'écouter, ce son de Fatboy Slim qui s'appelle Fucking in Heaven, maintenant dans l'apéro sur Equinox.
Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking in fucking in fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is 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 fucking it, 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 fucking it.